Hi, and welcome to this demo of the Y-Things ThermoSmart Temporal Thermometer. And basically what this does is it takes a infrared temperature reading of your forehead to determine your body temperature via 16 infrared sensors. And within approximately 2 seconds, it actually takes 4,000 readings and then averages those 4,000 readings, which it talks about being a hot spot, determines what the hottest spot is on the average, and then gives you a reading of your body temperature. You actually don't need to touch your forehead at all with the thermo temperature unit at all. In fact, what they basically say is you hold it away from your forehead approximately 1 centimeter here in Australia in centimeters. I believe they talk about 0.5 of an inch in the other measurement. Let me first of all give you a description of the actual unit, and then I'll do a quick demo. So the actual unit, when you get in the box, you just get the unit. When I got it in the box, I actually undid all the packaging around the thermo unit itself because I thought, I'm obviously missing something. It just can't be this little torch-like object in the box. There has to be chargers and cables and other stuff going on. And no, it was just this little temperature thermo unit that was in the box. What it feels like is, like I just said, a bit of a torch. And at one end, you've got a rubber cap over the actual infrared sensor that's indented quite a long way. So that's rounded. And then it then flattens out to the rest of the unit, and then on one side you've got the back of the unit which covers up the batteries, and they're two AAA batteries, and there's a little clip at the back of the actual unit underneath that you can sort of put your fingernail underneath and then pull up and take it off, and then you can change your batteries. The documentation says that it lasts for about 2 years on two AAA batteries, so you're going to get a lot of use out of it. Then on the top surface, behind the head that I said contains the infrared sensor with a rubber cap over it, you've just got one button that you push in to turn the unit on. It does one vibration. You then put the infrared sensor within a centimeter of your forehead, scan up to your hairline, and then after 2 seconds, you get a double vibration, and that's your reading taken. And then behind that button, there is actually a touch screen display that me as a blind person just totally ignores. But that will give you the temperature reading and also give you in a color coding type setup as well. And I'm assuming with this, because you set it up through the Thermo app, in this case running on my iPhone, I'm assuming because it's a touch screen interface on the Thermo unit itself, if you've got your family set up with the actual app, then of course you can add their names for the current reading up to 8 people in your family. So at the moment in my app, I've got David and Owen set up because I did have it in the original Y-Things app, and it looks like I just took over those settings to the Thermo app because it's still Y-Things anyway. And Y-Things, by the way, does things like scales and blood pressure monitors and so on. So all I really had to do was take the unit out of the box, and then it's already got the AAA batteries installed in it already, and I just held down that button that I said was behind the actual main head of the unit for 8 seconds, and then visually what that did was it then brought up the word setup on that little screen. I then ran the Thermo app to set it up for Bluetooth and Wi-Fi. Now, I successfully connected it to Wi-Fi. For some reason, I couldn't get it going on my Wi-Fi network. I don't know if there was an issue with VoiceOver Focus, but I just couldn't get it to connect to my Wi-Fi network here at home. So I gave up on that one after a while. And then I logged in to the app, and I believe I used my same credentials that I use for the Y-Things app anyway. Then it came up, and like I said earlier on, it must have copied my settings off my Y-Things main account for my scales and my blood pressure monitor, because it came up by default for David and Owen, my son. David, me. And when I tried to add another person, so I wanted to add Ellen, my wife, and Lachlan, my other son, I could put the first name in. The second name in, I couldn't access sex, so female or male. I could access the sliders for birthday, day, month, year. But because I wasn't able to adjust the sex at all, it wouldn't let me do a new profile. So I haven't tried these yet, but I'm assuming I've got to then go to probably the Why Things or the Thermo account on the website and do it via the website rather than try and do it via the iPhone. So for the moment, I'm just leaving it with David and Owen. And most of the time, it's only my temperature I'm taking. If you take a temperature of somebody else, you can just have it there and discard it if you want to, which I'll show you in a tick. And then it was basically ready to go. All right, so like I said, the way to actually do all this is just to press the button once. So I'm going to take the little rubber cap off. And then I'm going to press the button once. It's vibrated. I'm going to, in the middle of my forehead, take it up slowly to my hairline. It's now vibrated twice. And taking it away. So I'm now finished with it, so I can now put the cap back on. That's how quick it is. And then I normally find if I wait about 30 seconds or so and then go and open the app, it should have the current reading there for me. So let me just open up my Thermo app. Open Thermo.
Thermo. Button. Family members. Heading. One new measurement. Heading.
And there we go. One new measurement.
Assigned to. Button. Heading.
And it says assign to.
Me.
And I can assign the reading.
Owen.
And that's it. So David and Owen, let me just click back.
Assign to. Button. One new measurement.
And I can double tap on one new measurement heading.
Assign to. Heading. Cancel. Button. Today. 6:28 p.m. 36.4 degrees Celsius.
Okay, that's my current temperature reading, and it gave me the time and date.
Me. Button. Owen.
And it's still got me and Owen underneath that, so I can assign that to me. So I'm going to do one finger double tap on me.
Back button.
And then flick down.
ME. Button. Insights. No fever, check that. Look for sim. Button. Today. Now. 18. 28. 36. 4 degrees Celsius. 6 hours ago. 11. 48. 36, 6 degrees Celsius.
Okay, so they're the two readings that I've done so far today. If I do another one, let me just do a
four
tap on the screen at the top, double tap on back. And I'm back to the main screen, which I'm just flicking through to make sure I was. Okay, so let me do another reading. So I'm going to pick up the thermo, take the little rubber cap off because I'm keeping that sensor nice and clean and not touching my head again. I'm going to press the button at the back of the head to turn it on with one vibration. And then middle of my forehead, taking it up to my hairline. Two vibrations. And that's it. Already done. And then put the cap back on. So you don't need to turn this thing on and off. Once it's done the two vibrations to say it's finished, then it's finished. So I put the cap back on.
Messages.
I'll just come out of the app. So I'm going to go to my notifications. Go to my status line, do a three-finger flick down. And flick to the 18, right.
Monday, the thermo, now, new reading, unassigned, 36, 4 degrees Celsius at 6:31 p.m.
Okay, so it tells me that one was at 6:31 p.m. today, and it's not assigned. And if I double tap on that,
thermo,
and I flick to the right,
family members, head, one new measurement, heading.
It's one new measurement.
Assigned to, button, me, Owen.
Okay, I've actually gone into the app, so let me flick back.
Me, assigned to. One new measurement.
To that one heading. New measurement, double tap.
Assigned to, heading.
And I flick to the right.
Cancel, button, today, 6:31 p.m. 36, 4 degrees Celsius.
Okay, that's the one I just took, that's the second one.
Me, button,
me, Owen.
Delete, button.
And now I've got a delete button, so I can actually delete that.
Alert, are you sure you want to delete these measurements? The deletion of this, cancel, delete, button. Back button.
And four-finger touch at the top of the screen.
Back button.
Double tap on back.
Back button.
And then I'm back to the main screen. That button at the top, by the way, where it just says button, that's actually the settings button for the app. So I flick to the right.
Family members.
Family members.
Me.
Me.
Owen.
And Owen. And I've already got a setting in there or a reading there for Owen already. So that's the Thermo app itself. And you've also got the ability to be able to give the app permission to sync over to the health app. So if I do open health.
Health. Summary. Profile. Button. Favorites. Edit. Body temperature. 18. 28. 36. 42 degrees Celsius.
There we go. That was the one that I didn't delete. That was today at 6:28 p.m. and that was the one that I actually kept. That was the first reading I did. Now, I've noticed sometimes that the Thermo app sometimes will bring up the notifications automatically and spoken by VoiceOver. Sometimes it won't, but it's pretty much guaranteed to work all the time if you actually go into the Thermo app itself. And where it's been saying one reading when I've got into it, of course, if you do more than one reading, you'll have 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 different readings. And you can select different readings to assign to different family members. Remember I said that I had trouble adding family members to the Thermo app. So I'm going to investigate doing it via the website and see what happens. And then the app will then sync the data over to the health app. So like I just showed you, you can then read it with VoiceOver in the summary page of the health app, if particularly if you've added that to the favorite summary screen. So there you go, that's how to use the Why Things Thermo Smart Temporal Thermometer. Price wise in Australia it was about $180, and I used the Apple Store app on my iPhone to purchase it from the Apple Store online here in Australia. So that will do me for this demo. And the main reason I did this, by the way, was the fact that Vision Australia, we've been trying to find a standalone talking thermometer for quite a while now, and we still can't find one. So I thought this was the second best option, to have a smart thermometer that you could use either, of course, with iPhone or iOS in my case, or Android using the Thermo app. I haven't tested the Thermo app with Voice Assistant or TalkBack on Android, but I'm assuming there shouldn't be any reason why it wouldn't work. There's a few things, as you notice, that won't talk. The settings button just says button, but I could always label that with VoiceOver. And there's a few other little things that just get ignored by VoiceOver. But overall, to get a temperature reading and to be able to track temperatures, it works certainly fine. So there we go. As usual, thanks for listening, and bye for now.